The Senate voted 77-18 to approve the U.S.-Peru Trade Promotion Agreement and sent it to President Bush for his signature. The president, speaking at a White House news conference ahead of the vote, said the trade deal would be good for the United States.
This agreement will level the playing field for American goods and services. It will create new opportunities for investment. It will strengthen our friendship with a fellow democracy.
The pact, which the House approved last month, removes many tariffs on U.S. farm and manufactured goods and maintains Peru's duty-free access to the U.S. market. Trade between the United States and Peru totaled nearly $9 billion last year. Senator Max Baucus, a Montana Democrat, is chairman of the Senate Finance Committee.
More than two-thirds of current U.S. farm exports to Peru, including delicious Montana beef, I might add, and wheat, will receive immediate duty-free access to Peru under the agreement. And all remaining tariffs on Montana and other U.S. agriculture goods will be eliminated within 17 years.
Prospects for congressional passage improved after the Bush administration renegotiated the deal to include stronger labor and environmental protection provisions sought by majority Democrats. It is a point highlighted by Senator Mel Martinez, a Florida Republican.
For the first time, future administrations will have the right to take dispute action if labor or environmental issues become a problem. So this will have enforcement mechanisms built in.
But some Democrats, including Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, remain skeptical.
It's clear to me there's no interest in enforcing these labor provisions.
Dorgan blamed the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement for the loss of thousands of U.S. jobs and said the trade deal with Peru would be no different. But the Bush administration argues free trade helps create jobs. Now that lawmakers have acted on the trade deal with Peru, the administration hopes Congress will approve similar accords with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea next year. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.